One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Celebrities appearing in video games has become pretty commonplace in 2020. It's not unusual to see the Mads Mikkelsens and Keanu Reeves of the world signing on for meaty AAA roles in games, but that wasn't always the case. That said, over the years, video games have seen plenty of A-listers lend their voices and likenesses to all sorts of roles. So let's revisit them together and go, oh yeah, that was weird. I'm Jess for What Culture. This is the craziest celebrity cameos in video games that you forgot about. Number 10, Susan Sarandon in Dishonored. If you cast your mind back to 2012, you may remember the Academy Award-winning actress Susan Sarandon signing on to play a character in the first Dishonored game. She portrays Granny Rags, a former aristocrat who has found herself destitute but hides a pretty fascinating secret. Dishonored was Sarandon's first video game. At the time, she tweeted that she was, quote, proud Dishonored is one of the first games you can choose to be clever instead of violent. Other A-listers to feature in Dishonored include Carrie Fisher as a secret alternate street speaker voice, and Chloe Grace Moretz, who played Emily Caldwell in the first game. Number 9, Ariana Grande in Final Fantasy Brave Exvius. If you ever sat back and thought to yourself, wow, this Final Fantasy mobile title is great, but it'd be vastly improved if I could play one of the biggest pop stars in the world, then do I have the entry for you? After arriving at the Dimensional Vortex in Brave Exvius, you can select the Dangerous Woman Tour event, knock out some foes, and recruit yourself a tiny pixel Ariana called Dangerous Ariana. She's got her latex bunny mask on from the Dangerous Woman art, so she doesn't actually look too out of place in the Final Fantasy verse. On top of which, her limit break called Touch It is actually weirdly super useful. So say thank you next to your other party members and give her a try if you're a fan of the game. Number 8, David Bowie in Omicron: The Nomad Soul. Long before Quantic Dream made you cut off your own finger to save your child in Heavy Rain, they made adventure game Omicron: The Nomad Soul, featuring none other than David Bowie. Quantic Dream founder David Cage originally just asked if Bowie would give the studio the rights to use the song Heroes in the 1999 game. Ziggy declined, however, and instead said he would write a 10-song soundtrack for the game. He would also end up playing a fugitive revolutionary and a musician in the game, in addition to having input into the story and gameplay. Number 7, Sean Bean in Hitman 2. Sometime over the last 5 years, it became startlingly clear that no matter the universe, Sean Bean kept dying. He'd sort of become a professional at it. Everyone thought this was hilarious, including IO Interactive, who decided to double down on the meme in Hitman 2 by featuring Bean as the game's first elusive target. He played the role of former MI5 agent Mark Farber, nicknamed The Undying, for his ability to fake his own death. Farber roams his level, recounting all the ways people have tried to take him out, while you try and do just that. It's all very tongue-in-cheek and lets you get in on the fun by killing Sean Bean in one of a large variety of bizarre ways that only Hitman 2 can provide. Or, you know, you could not play and let him survive something for once, if you want. Number 6, Phil Collins in GTA Vice City Stories. No, you did not mishear that, I did say Phil Collins in GTA. For the uninitiated, Vice City Stories featured the In the Air Tonight quest, where your job is to take out swarms of gangsters who are trying to kill Collins for reasons. Assuming you decimate the prog rock-hating goons, Collins is able to go on with his concert. Later on in the game, you're able to splash out 6,000 in-game bucks to buy yourself a ticket to see Collins sing In the Air Tonight in all his polygonal glory. Number 5, Conan O'Brien and everybody else in Death Stranding. Whether you liked Death Stranding a lot like I did, or think it's walking simulator garbage, there's at least one thing we can all agree on when it comes to the game. It has a lot of famous people in it. And I don't mean the star-studded main cast either. Due to the fact that everybody lives underground, hiding from the messed up world and displaying only in hologram form, there's plenty of room for recognizable NPCs. These included filmmaker Edgar Wright, industry heavyweight Jeff Keighley, and most notably Conan O'Brien. The comedian is called the Wandering MC and can be found at the home of the cosplayer. Once you're connected with him, he'll give you the sea otter suit, which makes swimming easier. So that's nice. Number 4, Ozzy Osbourne and assorted rock legends in Brutal Legend. Double Fine's musical action-adventure romp starring the voice talents of Jack Black is an absolute classic. But the video game love letter to rock and roll doesn't stop there. The game also features the voices and likenesses of Judas Priest's Rob Halford, Motorhead's Lemmy Kilmister, Lita Ford, and Ozzy Osbourne, who play various roles in the unique rock and roll title. For a metal fan, it's a video game experience unlike any other. Number 3, Shaquille O'Neal in UFC Undisputed 2010. He may be an NBA legend, but those of you with a keen eye may have picked up on the fact that UFC Undisputed was in fact not an NBA game. So it was a little odd to discover Shaq as an unlockable character for the game's exhibition mode in the heavyweight division. I mean, the dude is 7 feet tall, so yeah, heavyweight seems about right. Unfortunately, the game didn't take the opportunity to bill him as a master of Shaq Fu, and instead he's listed as a generic MMA fighter. Number 2, Michael Jackson in Space Channel 5. Okay, so either you already know about this one and it's burned into your brain, or I'm about to tell you about it and you will never be able to forget it. So it doesn't really go with the title of this video, but let's talk through Michael Jackson's bizarre video game cameo. The Beat It singer actually reached out to developer Tetsuya Mizuguchi when rhythm game Space Channel 5 was almost finished to ask if he could be in it. Naturally, the team jumped on the opportunity, and Michael Jackson was featured in the sequel as Space Michael, the chief of Space Channel 5, an ally against the evil rhythm rogues. This is a bunch of polygons you do not want to miss. It's somehow spectacularly weird, entrancing, and fantastic all at once. Weirdly, that same year, the pop megastar would also lend his voice and mocap self to the fighting game Ready to Rumble Boxing Round 2. Man, they do not make video games like they used to. Number 1, Stan Lee in Marvel's Spider-Man. We'd be totally remiss not to include Stan Lee's iconic cameo in Insomniac's 2018 game. If for some reason you don't remember this one, you're going to want to, so let's walk you through the feels. Our friendly neighborhood Spider-Man is in his streetwear chatting with now ex-flame Mary Jane Watson at a diner. They talk about the latest shady ongoings and their breakup, but they're cut short when Peter spots police cars outside, leaving Mary Jane to go do his thing. She then leaves and we cut to the restaurant's short order cook, none other than Stan Lee himself, saying he's glad to see them back together and that, quote, "you two were always my favorites." There's something wildly heartwarming about Lee talking to characters he created and held so dear, and it's very special to have the cameo among the last of his appearances.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.